time to turn the page.
President Barack Obama says combat in Iraq is over, but that's been said before. Assyria, Iraq, yesterday. One U.S. Army vehicle was damaged Tuesday when a bomb exploded, targeting a U.S. convoy in southern Assyria, according to the media spokesman of the U.S. Army.
It's time to turn the page.
Basra, Iraq, Saturday. A roadside bomb hit a U.S. patrol. U.S. forces cordon off the area. No report on casualties. Wait a minute, U.S. patrol? But I thought...
Now, it's time to turn the page.
Amara, Iraq, Sunday. The U.S. soldier was injured by sniper fire while touring reconstruction projects. At least we can be thankful it wasn't combat related.
It's time to turn the page.
Basra, Iraq, Sunday. Two mortar rounds slammed into the green zone late Sunday. No casualties were reported. Mr. Barack Obama said combat operations in Iraq are over, but tell that to the people dodging these mortars and rockets. All U.S. war objectives in Iraq were defeated except for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
Turn the page.
Exxon and BP are not allowed to own Iraqi oil fields.
Turn the page.
The radical free trade and privatization experiment proposed by Paul Wolfowitz died under fire in summer 2003 as fired Sunni workers joined insurgent groups.
Turn the page.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq did not exist before the war, and unlike U.S. combat troops, is not even pretending to leave Iraq. Muqtada al-Sadr is unarrested and his Mahdi army is unbeaten and unbowed. Lastly, Mr. President, there is no stable government in Iraq 5 months after a Florida 2000-style election. Speaking of turning the page, U.S. casualties in Afghanistan are skyrocketing. Do you propose to follow the same surge model that produced continuing civil war in Iraq in Afghanistan, too? Helmand Province, Afghanistan, Monday. Five American soldiers were killed by an IED attack, according to news reports in the NATO. Afghanistan, Monday. NATO is reporting the deaths of three additional NATO soldiers in two IED attacks. Afghanistan, Tuesday. NATO is reporting the deaths of three occupation soldiers from a roadside bombing and a fourth occupation soldier in a separate IED attack. NATO is reporting the death of one occupation soldier in Afghanistan today and one yesterday in insurgent attacks. Lahore, Pakistan, today. Sunni fighters attacked Shiites, killing 28 people. In response, rioters then targeted police with sticks. Mr. Barack Obama, history has proven that the surge model didn't work in Iraq and won't work in Afghanistan. The time is now to pull the plug on the imperial ambitions of George W. Bush. Bring all the troops home today. Combat and non-combat alike.